To make his point before the Sitka Assembly members, Cruise Line Agency's Fred Reeder quoted from a USA Today article that he says was hot off the press.
Carnival Corp to reduce Alaska fleet. On an earnings conference call today, Carnival Corp Chairman Mickey Arison sent a strong message to officials in Alaska, where both advance bookings and ticket prices are down significantly. We don't like your $50 head tax, and we're pulling ships.
Reeder says he's been tracking the cruise industry throughout the state since 1996. He says the high point was in 2008 with 289,753 cruise passengers.
That will drop this year, 09, to 225,000 approximate. It will come in when it's all said and done, somewhere, depending on if the ships are full, 225 to 230.
Reeder says by 2010 that number will drop to 150,000 cruise passengers for Sitka. He says it's because the Carnival Spirit is changing its turnaround port from Vancouver to Seattle and will drop Sitka. Reeder says Princess has also stopped coming here. He says the head tax during a recessionary year makes Alaska just too expensive, but it also means a big hit to revenues that Sitka has received in the last decade.
The sales tax that we have collected in the city of Sitka from cruise passengers over the last decade or so has been in excess of $16 million.
Reeder told the Assembly that the city has also lost $16 million in potential revenue because it does not have a deep water dock.
As you do your deliberations on how you're going to fund city government, I would hope that you start looking at ways that you can enhance Sitka as a destination. We are losing ships to the port of Hoonah. Hoonah typically would take one ship a day. Now they're going to take two ships a day.
Reeder says he's always been known as the dock guy because he felt Sitka needed a dock in order to keep ships coming here. He says towns with docks typically get twice the amount of revenue because people tend to return two or three times while the ship is tied up. And many ships today are not even built to tender passengers. He says Hoonah is in the process of obtaining funding for a deep water dock as well. So while Sitka is losing visitors, Hoonah is increasing its numbers. Reeder says the ripple-down effect is that his business will be cutting about 2.5 jobs this year and probably more next year. And he says other businesses will probably have to do the same. When asked if building a dock now could recoup the lost ships, Reeder said he didn't know, but he thinks Sitka needs a visioning session to decide what it wants and how much it wants. He says he understands that most Sitkans do not want to grow to the point of having a million visitors coming off cruise ships.
You can, in one sense, limit the number of passengers. If you've got a two-ship dock and you have no tender facilities, you can only take two ships. So, in essence, you would have limited your passengers, but you would have also doubled your revenue off the same amount of impact.
The decline predicted in cruise ship visitors in the next 2 years will bring numbers back in line to about what they were in 1997 through 2000. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.